Lamaisa, it's amazing what a difference a week can make sometimes. Last week, Thursday, I'm struggling to get into yeshiva because there was snow all over the place. And I'm preparing the last stage of the Shabbaton. My wife was busy in the kitchen, manning the telephones and manning the oven, trying to get the Shabbaton into full flight. And that was last week. This week, at least in the morning, it was like really nice and sunny outside. And the Shabbaton just sort of seems like it was ancient history. My wife is in Chicago with my in-laws celebrating my Shver's birthday. You should live and be well. And whatever, it's Adorishin. And we're trying to put together over here, as you know, Adorishin, is it 2 months of burnout, Chas v'Shalom, or do we just have another Shvat, you know? But that's the Chakira that we're playing with. But it's Parshas Truma, and Parshas Truma is a time that literally means uplift. That's what Truma literally means, and uplift is always good. You always need an uplift emotionally, especially when you hear that word Adar, and they're not playing music in the background yet. And you need that uplift spiritually as well. A beautiful Sfas Emes I bumped into this morning that I'd like to share with you that talks about that Nakuda as well as furthering a couple of other Nakudas which came up over this past weekend. The famous Medrash at the beginning of Truma that really doesn't talk about the Truma or the Mishkan at all, but it segues into it. The Medrash comes off the Pasuk in Mishlei and says, we'll know it from Davening, Ki lekach tov nosati lochem toirosi al tazevu. Torah is called a lekach. Torah is called a gift. It's something that you buy, something that is given to you. And it's a lekach tov. It's a good one. Why is it good? So the Medrash tells for a bunch of different reasons. Number one, usually you get a lekach, you get a gift, or you buy something. So it's either gold, or it's silver, or it's copper, or it's tevua, but it can't be all. Torah's got everything. That's number one. Number two is that many times when you buy something, you don't appreciate how good or bad the thing is until you look at the price tag. Then you see how dear it is, how much people are going for it, then you appreciate the value of it. Torah has that aspect also. Torah, just by looking at it, you don't really appreciate what it is. But Moshe, who took the Torah, and all of a sudden after getting the Torah, it was Kikaron Or Panav, he starts to shine, so you understand the intrinsic value of Torah. And then there's the third aspect that takes you into the Mishkan, is that usually when you buy something, so you buy the thing in the store, you take it home with you, but the guy who sold it to you, he stays in the store. At least you hope so. But Torah is not like that. Torah is so dear to the one who's giving it to you that Kaviyachal, he comes home with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take my Torah, but you got to take me with you. And with the Torah, I come along. Mashal of a melech who marries off his daughter, and the daughter goes with her new husband, and the king says, listen, but I can't leave you my daughter, and I'm not going to be able to come visit sometimes, so make a little room in the house, and that little room in the house will be for me. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, so he comes along with the Torah. That's the mekach of Torah, and that's what happens in the Mishkan. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, so he had us make him a little room so that he could always be with us. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seichon. That's the Medrash. The Sfas Emes builds on this Medrash, and he tells us that this mekach, this Torah, this gift that we get, is the very essence of what it means when the Torah says v'asu li truma or v'yikru li truma. The pasuk literally says v'adaber al bnei Yisrael v'yikru li truma. Give me a truma. A truma definition, how you define it? A donation. That's what a truma is. But it's more than a donation, it's an elevation. Me'es kol ish asher yidvenu libay, from every person who's inspired, tikhu es truma, so you take the truma. Sva Semesh tells on two things. Number one, why is this called a truma? Right? Yikhu li truma, take for me a truma. It's called a truma, it's not just a donation. And number two, me'es kol ish asher yidvenu libay. Every single person, every single individual, may ace call ish asher yidvenu libay yidven yichu tikhu es trumasi. And the idea that he builds from this pasuk, based on the medrash, is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift called Torah, when he gave us this mekach, and that's what nirmaz in the words v'yikhu li truma, v'yikhu is mashma mekach. Once we got the mekach of Torah, so then everything that we touch in our lives, gold, silver, copper, tcheles, argaman, everything, all of our money, all of our property, our homes, our cars, our children, everything in this world becomes nisraimen. V'yikhu li truma. Because of the mekach that you have, then every donation which is given to the mission, to Mishkan, is going to be nisraimen. That's why it's called a truma. But what does it mean, me'es kol ish? So here he says another thing. He says every person in the world, every single individual in the world, every single Jew has different taivas, different keiches, different potential, different talents. And the nature of the individual is that you use your personality, you use everything that you're good at and your gifts and your all of your desires to take care of all your needs in this world, to get what you want out of this world. But once you have a Torah, it's altogether different. Once you have a Torah, so then the Torah tells you how to take all those talents, all those she'ifas, all your desires, and to elevate them to the next world. L'shamayim, l'shem shamayim. And the more a person uses his keiches and uses his personality, l'shem shamayim, so the more that extinguishes his lower self, and the more of a kaddish and tohar he becomes. So every single person has to be meraimim, this world, all the materials, everything that he's using in his own individual way. That's what the Sva Semesh says. Torah gives us this ability. Torah gives us the ability to take everything that we touch and make it into a shtick ruchnius, to make it into a shtick of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we can elevate it. It's not just gold and silver and copper anymore. It's not just a car. It's not just a house. It's not just a family. It's a piece of Avodas Hashem. It's roi for the Sva Semesh to say such a thing. It's roi for, you know, any great Hasidic master to say something like this. And Lamaisa, it's on a very, very elevated plane. And in a Hanami, that's what the Mishkan was. And in our world, in La Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dal Ramishal Halacha Bilvad, I mean, the world can be a very, very holy place. But what about regular schnooks like us? You know? We're not holding that, like, you know, when I have my Maserati is going to be like an Aron Kodesh. Or, you know, even my briefcase, you know, or my computer. Okay, fine, you know, I live a normal, mundane life. The truth of the matter is, though, is that what the Sva Semesh is saying is true. Gradations and gradations. If you're on the highest level, your level he is. So it's the equally truma, the mekach of Torah, can transform any physical mundane possession, any physical mundane talent, and make it into something which is kodesh kadashim. But for regular guys like us, so it also has a very, very important message, and it's something that we can take with us every day, particularly at this time of year. The Baruch Hashem, today I was zeicha to finally make it back to Yeshiva Shacharis. I started my vacation last Friday, the Erev Shabbaton, and then I missed Matzei Shabbaton, and then it was Rosh Chodesh for a couple of days. Finally today, I clambered back. You want to get a picture of how the Sutton gets involved when you get out of something for too long. I made it to the bus stop today, and I see a whole parade of cars going into Abu Ghosh at, like, you know, you're talking about 6:30 in the morning, like the Zelo Normali, you know, there's not supposed to be so many cars there. But what happened was is that a truck burst into flames on the main highway, and there was a massive traffic jam down there. And in order to avoid the traffic jam, so everyone tried to go in through Telstone, Abu Ghosh, to avoid the traffic on the highway. And seeing all this, I was like, maybe it's not such a good idea that I go to Yeshiva Shacharis today. But Baruch Hashem, I stuck with it. And by the time we got onto the highway, so it had pretty much, you know, cleared up. We waited for a couple minutes on the highway, and then it opened up for us. But on the Shabbaton, one of the guys asked me, you know, like, Rabbi, why do you come for Shacharis? So, I told him the dishonest answer. I mean, it's true, but it's not really the whole truth. And I said, listen, I like davening in yeshiva, which is true. And you'll find that at the end, that really is the answer. But it really goes deeper than that. The other answer I always tell people is, like, listen, you guys have one Rabbi Warren, right? One guy, you know who's going to be there taking attendance every day, seeing who's there, who's not there, whatever it is. But how much money would you pay for 150 mashgichim to sit there every day and see whether you're there for Shacharis? Right? It does something for you, right? That's not really the truth. But it's, you know, whatever. But the real reason that I come for Shacharis, everybody always tells me on every Shabbaton how, like, Rabbi Shurkin used to be the Mashgiach, and I always tell everybody that I never knew that Rabbi Shurkin was the Mashgiach. So the real reason, and this is honest truth, the real reason that I come for Shacharis is because there was a tekufa. I'm still not sure, it still might be going on now, and they just didn't tell me that it's not, but there was a tekufa where I was officially the first year Mashgiach. And part of my job was to come to the yeshiva for Shacharis. I was also supposed to create a Chumash Rashi program, which lasted for about a year. But I realized that, like, Ezra Schwartz doing it is a lot more effective than me giving questions on Chumash and Rashi, because people are just not down for that. And Baruch Hashem, you know, whatever it is, I'm still coming for Shacharis, and there still is the Chumash Rashi program. At a certain point, I guess, you know, whatever it is I was sort of like, I don't have to do that anymore. But, you know, I still like to come for Shacharis because of the fact that it gives me an uplift. And I'll honestly tell you that for the last week that I wasn't here, right, the last week that I wasn't here, without the Shacharis in the yeshiva, and without my Seder before and without my Seder after, you don't feel the same wind in your sails that you do with it. When you start out your day with a component of ruchnius, when you start out your day with a certain uplift, it propels you through the day. And it's not just true with a Shacharis, it's not just true with a Seder, it's true with every single thing that you take from Torah. Every single thing that you take from Torah, so it gives you power to go on, and it uplifts you, and that's what we take out of Parshas Truma. Getting back to the Sfas Emes, tells us that when we're talking about the Lekach, we're talking about Torah. Torah transforms, has the power to transform in everything into something which is entirely ruchnius. That's a level that not every one of us is going to necessarily attain in our life. We talked about over Shabbos, you know, whatever, the mushel that I always talk about, the mushel of the shower. Yeah, people stay in yeshiva for a year, 2 years, 10 years, 30 years, a t-shirt for 30 years, right? But honestly, Shifti Beves Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai is very, very elusive. I always say, how many Rosh Yeshivas can you really say are sitting and learning all of the time? To be a Rosh Yeshiva's work. And to me, it's a nachas. Now I feel like I'm finally seeing the Rosh Yeshiva go back to Kollel after all those years that he had to be out of the Beis Medrash so much. and other people on the Hanhala also. You know, you spend years running around America. It's a pleasure to be able to come back to the Beis Medrash and just be able to learn in the Beis Medrash 24/7. But most people in the world, they spend a certain amount of time every day, hopefully, in the Beis Medrash. And the rest of the time, so what are they doing? They're filing tax returns. They're seeing patients. They're seeing clients. They're planning court cases. They're dealing with the mundane world. So what is it? It can be that it's depressing. I'm not serving Hashem by doing that. The Sfas Emes, though, tells us that it's not true. When you have a lekach, when you have a Torah, that tells you, number one, how to do everything al pi halacha, that there's a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. And more than that, it gives a flavor that whatever you're doing, you can be mekadesh shem shemayim. You can do your job, you can be a businessman that when everybody sees you, they say, that's what a Jew is supposed to be, that's what a human being is supposed to be. Or they can say, okay, fine, another one of those guys. If a person lives his life al pi Torah, so then he is Nisroimim. That's v'yikuli truma. And every person does it his own way. Every person does it in a way that's going to be unique to him and individual to him. Everybody will use his talents and will use his passions and will elevate himself through the tafkid that he picks for himself, that he picks for himself in this life. Every year we come to Truma, and Truma is the parsha of transformation of gold and silver and copper, everything that we give into the Mishkan becomes a conduit to the Shechina. And you sometimes think that the way that we live, okay, how shayach is that to us? But on our small level, whatever it happens to be that we do with our life, whether it be that we stay in the Beis Medrash, whether it be that we're in the Beis Medrash, but we also take care of things outside of the Beis Medrash, but what we always have to point to, and we always have to shoot for, especially during the times that it's tough, is this idea, Ki lekach toy nasati lachem, toyrosi al tazevu, Davrel b'nei Yisrael v'yikuli truma, this lekach, this mekach that we take from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives us the ability to be meroimim ourselves and to be meroimim the world all around us. Who? Every single one is different. Me'es kol ish asher yedvenu libay. Every single person who inspires himself and dedicates himself to the cause, tikhu as trumasi. Every piece of Torah that you learn, it should uplift you. It makes you into a different person. It should give you energy to go weiter. Get into the sugya, and the next month will be much easier. Get into another sugya, another week after that will be easier. It's wind in your sails. And you know what? Come to Shacharis. Whether you have to take attendance or not, or whether people are watching you enough, it will help you get through the day. That's what I learned this week. As Hashem, it should be a good Chodesh Adar Rishon, and then going on to Adar Sheni. And before that, everybody should have a good Shabbos.